Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And it is another gorgeous spring day. I don't know where you're listening from. And wherever you are, I hope you're having a wonderful time of it and of everything else. Today, we're really going to be looking at, well, I called the episode Mirror, Mirror, because it kind of hit me that we're social creatures. We live in community. We like being in community. And what happens when we have to deal with finding balance with how our community views us? So, if you are in the LA area, you can use the guest call-in number 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all of you in the beautiful Bay Area, the call-in number is 877-697-9725. And also, as usual, Kina, my able assistant and producer, will be having the chat room open so you guys can log in and ask questions or just hang out in the chat room. Or you can, at least type in, hi, Kina. So that way she feels loved. So, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And it's interesting because when you think about that story, all of this mess starts because someone who had every reason to believe in themselves took the word of something else, and it completely devalued everything that she had. The Wicked Queen was, at least if you trust what Disney says, tall, beautiful, powerful. She had everything going for her. And yet, just because a wall appliance tells her that, well, you are very fair, but, Snow White is fairer still. Just because of that, an entire sequence of events gets put into motion that ultimately leads to her doom. If she had just said, you know what, we'll agree to disagree, tossed a towel over the mirror and went on being powerful and beautiful, she wouldn't have had a problem. So it got me thinking, how do we view ourselves through the eyes of others? What type of power, what type of authority do we give away because of someone else's reaction? And it may be that out of 100 people, one person says something like, not so good. It sends everything into a tailspin. That we will believe that one person who makes a negative comment, and we completely disregard all of the positives. Yes, we are creatures of community. And especially in our relationships where we have people in our lives who we really look up to, who we really trust, who we really put a lot of weight, in their opinion. And that's great as long as that opinion supports us. But what if that opinion comes in and it's like, oh, boy, that just pushed a button. That hurt. Either a flat-out criticism or, maybe a little thinly veiled type of, gee, you decided to wear that today? Which in and of itself is not necessarily negative, but it definitely has that connotation. It's like, okay, something's not right. Something's not working. When we look at how we feel about ourselves, And there is that big empowerment piece. We need to find balance between trusting those who we care about, who we have placed our faith in, who we look up to, because it's important to be able to trust those opinions. And sometimes when we can't trust ourselves, we have those friends, it's like, okay, if this person tells me this, I know that it's something I need to listen to. There's a balance point between that and surrendering our personal authority. Yes, maybe you did decide to wear that because you thought it looked good. Because someone else goes, you decided to wear that today? Does that make it any less? And maybe it does. Maybe we didn't realize there was a great big stain on the back of it. When we invite in other people's opinions and other people's input, remember, there's light and shadow to it. Really, what we do is, you know, we kind of take a leap of faith. Those who are close to us, we trust. And it may be that, you know what, this is someone who, you know, I really know cares about me. And even when people care about us, that does not mean their opinions are always correct. When we open ourselves to not only giving them permission to be human, but giving ourselves permission to be human, and to allow that your thoughts, feelings, and insights are just as valuable as somebody else's. Maybe they have a certain level of experience, but you've got your gut. You've got that internal voice that says, you know what, this is right for me, or this is not right for me. And sometimes it's very easy to fall into a pattern of just surrendering. It's like, well, yeah, you know, I'm just going to kind of surrender on this one. Yeah, they said that it wasn't the right thing or to say or do or whatever. So, yeah, I'm going to go along with that. It's so very important that when anything that comes into, when I use the phrase our field, and, you know, when we talk about what a person's field is, basically it's your personal space. It is your personal energetic space. I usually use the phrase, I decide who plays in my playground. And in my mind, it's a great big playground, and it's got all my favorite stuff on it. And when people come into my life and people interact with me, I look at it as if, okay, you know, they have come to visit my playground. Or for some of you, maybe you picture a garden. Now, if somebody comes into your garden or your playground and they start throwing around trash and kicking stuff and saying, oh, this stuff is lousy, you know, I don't like those plants, you know, and start really messing it up, do you want them there? Are they there by your invitation? And sometimes we need to tell people, it's like, you know what, I don't think you should be in my playground. I don't think you should be in my garden. So please feel free to, you know, leave and, you know, thank you for visiting. We get to decide how the things that come at us are accepted. You cannot change what somebody else says, does, or directs at you. What you can change and what you can control is how you want to choose to react to it. And even the most well-meaning, loving family and friends are all humans who are coming from their own personal perspective. It may be that there's any number of reasons why they may have said something to you or projected something at you or made some type of comment. You don't know what the backstory was. And I have found, you know, I'm not saying this applies to absolutely everybody, but in general, I have found that even with myself, the first reaction has nothing to do really with the situation. If you look at what goes behind it, it may have been that ultimately the person was upset about something that had nothing to do with you. They may have had a sequence of bad events going on that morning, just being one of those days. Then they get to somebody, and it's like, hey, you know, what do you think of this? That is stupid. That's ridiculous. I cannot believe you're bothering me with that. And the person who's on the receiving end of it is just floored. And most of us have been on the receiving end, and most of us have been on the dishing out end. Sometime when you were tired and somebody came up and just interfered with your universe, and it's not that that's the only thing that happened, but it was the last thing that happened. When I deal with patients and they say, well, all I did was bend over and pick up a pencil and my back went out, my response is usually, well, that wasn't all you did, it's just the last thing you did. And we never know whether or not we may be that last straw that breaks the camel's back. So we get the explosion or something's projected and it's not really that person's truth. And it's certainly not our truth. But that goes into, you know, the whole who's responsible for what. We cannot control what somebody else is going through. And it's especially hard when it's a friend or a family member and they're going through something really tough and you want more than anything else to help them out with it. And not only aren't they going to let you, you know, you get it with both barrels. They take their frustration out on you. So looking at what is the source of what is being sent to you, what is the source and what is fueling the statement or observation or whatever. So when people come at you with those, you know, those comments, really you need to take a look and think. It's like, okay, is that really their truth? And even if it is, does that have to be mine? Does it serve me for this to become my truth? And personal truth is a very important thing, because it allows us to find balance. It allows us to be authentic. Let's say someone does something that's tremendously hurtful for you, and you got to figure out a way to deal with it, because it's not, once it's sent out, it's not their responsibility anymore. The response that you have to it is completely yours. And yes, not all of us come out in our most balanced way. You know, all of this practice, they talk about spiritual practices. Spiritual practice means that you're constantly trying to get it right, that it's a work in progress. That's how I always think of a spiritual practice, is that I'm always practicing it. It's always changing. I'm always, you know, working on getting a better handle on it. So when we look at our relationships with other people, how we respond to things, if you're angry in that moment, doggone it, be angry. If you're hurt in that moment, be hurt. Don't try to, oh, well, I'm a spiritual being and I've got to hold this better. No. Be yourself. Be authentic. Now, preferably, be yourself and authentic in a way that's not going to end up getting you into big trouble. We always have a matter of choice. If something happens, walk away. If you feel like you're getting ready to boil over, leave the situation. That is a choice. Or maybe look back at the person and say, you know what? This is not the day for this. I am not in a good space for this. You know, if it's a family member, just say, you know what? I can't talk to you about this right now. Be authentic and be conscious. Make choices about your reactions. Because more than likely, once you calm down, once they calm down, it turns out it had absolutely nothing to do with whatever the discussion was or whatever the issue that came up. And it's an interesting light and shadow relationship when we talk about others in our lives who we really value their opinions. When we look at what is it that's moving me forward, how is this person helping me move forward? And if for the most part things are really great, wonderful. But if this is a relationship that is constantly in a state of, okay, you know, what's wrong now? What's wrong now? Figure out, you know, where is the light and shadow balance in that? Is this person giving as much encouragement as they're giving criticism? And if it turns out that this is just somebody who is constantly negative, you can decide how they play in your playground. You can decide how what relationship you're going to have with them. Because really, the way the world is now, it's nice to have people who can kind of help us along and help keep our spirits up. We need to help each other keep our spirits up. And for those who want to carry that, you know, just consistently negative energy, yeah, if that allows them to be in balance, fine. You don't need to change them. You can change how they fit into your world. You can change the amount of contact you choose to have with them and exactly how many things in your playground they get to play with. So it's about personal choice. Occasionally, I know spiritual people who will use the phrase, well, you know, I act as a mirror for other people, which is wonderful. When somebody can be able to sort of reflect back what our issues are and allow us to see them from a different perspective, that is awesome. And whenever we're holding up a mirror, we have to remember that we're on the side that doesn't reflect. It's very easy to hold up a mirror when you're on the side that doesn't reflect. The mirror should be one of those goofy drugstore mirrors, you know, the one that has the normal side, and then on the other side it's like three times, and, you know, you see every single pore in your face. That's the side that we should always have pointing at ourselves. If we're going to reflect for someone else, we need to be that much more attentive, that much more focused on really looking at our own reflection. And that can be an interesting process, because sometimes we don't quite see it. Sometimes we get very wrapped up in what we're doing for other people, and it's like, well, and they need this help, and, you know, I'm helping them to see this and that. You know what? Maybe you become that person who's always criticizing without even realizing it. Well, but I want them to achieve and I want them to do this and all of that stuff. And then we think, how does that feel when it's being directed at us? How do we hold that? And sometimes we just have to scratch our heads and go, oh, wow, gee, you know, maybe I am being a little bit too preachy. Maybe I am being a little bit too, you know, authoritative, or maybe I place a little too much value in my own opinion. These are all pieces that we need to look at, because whether we're on the giving end or receiving end, it is important to have a balance in the relationship in what we're doing and what we're putting out to empower someone and what can be value. Are we hurting someone in our minds because, well, they need to be stronger, they need to be this, they need to be that, and not acknowledging, well, you know what, I'm feeling hurt, I'm feeling upset, and this is where I'm coming from. So I'm trying to divert my attention from my stuff by burying myself in someone else's. It's like in the story, she was fine. She was perfect. She had everything she wanted, you know, speaking of the evil queen. And yet, one little phrase, one little input sent everything spiraling. Right after I got out of chiropractic college, I held a reception I threw myself a reception. I invited, you know, my family and my then husband's family and friends, and I wanted everybody to be there. And to honor my then husband, I practiced a song, and I wanted to sing a song for him. And I practiced it, and I worked hard, and I was very nervous and very upset, and I started crying halfway through the song, but I got through it, and everybody came up, and they were saying how wonderful a job I did and how great I did, and I felt really good. And then one uncle came up and said, "Don't quit your day job." Ouch. And without thinking of the fact that, well, maybe he had just, you know, had several drinks that night or, you know, whatever, maybe he was joking. But that one statement, out of all the other statements that I got, that was the one that stuck in my head. That was the opinion that I carried out of that I shouldn't quit my day job, that I did badly. And when we put too much weight and too much value in what other people say, and when it goes beyond what we feel about ourselves, what we know to be our truth, then we create imbalance. And yes, it is a constant work. And yes, people can have very, very, very good reasons for responding the way they do. Maybe in his opinion, maybe I did not sing that well. And I allowed it to take something from me. So what my gift from that, and his gift for me in that, because that whole scenario was a gift for me. I just didn't realize it at the time. Later on, when I thought about it, I realized I don't want to give that much power to anyone. My friends, don't give that much power to anyone. Be who you are. It doesn't matter who you choose to be. Just when you make that choice, be it. There is a woman named Araya Mountain Dreamer, and she has a beautiful quote that's called The Invitation. And I'm going to share that with you just because it really speaks of being our authentic selves. The invitation. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you've been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it's not pretty, every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, mine or yours, and still stand on the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the full moon, yes. If it doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. That is an awesome piece of work, and I read it almost daily because when I think about, you know, who am I really? You know, what are the important things? What am I projecting out to the world? And what really sustains me? And when we look at those pieces, and my favorite part is the idea, it's like, you know what, I don't care. I don't care where you've studied, who you have studied, or what you're doing. The important thing is that you are there, that you are present to yourself, you're present to others, and that you choose life. So I really hope that, you know, some of you, it's called The Invitation, and it's by Oriah, O-R-I-A-H, Mountain Dreamer. Look it up, read it, live it, learn it, be it, because that's pretty cool. It's a great way to be. And at those moments when we kind of forget why we're really here and what's important. So don't let the mirror mess up an otherwise wonderful life that you're very happy with. Those who play the mirror in our lives, that's okay. Maybe they're reflecting something of value, and maybe they're not. But either way, know what's true for you. I want to thank you for joining me again. For those of you who look me up on archives, I hope wherever you are and whatever time you log on, life is being very good to you. So, everyone take care, and I will be back next week, next Thursday, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And take care of yourselves. Love those who love you. Listen to them. If their words resonate, go ahead, take it on. But if they don't, release it lovingly, because it may be that what they said really has nothing to do with you. Get outside. Get in the sun. Or stand in the rain. Whatever it is that you do in order to find that balance and quiet time so that you can be your own mirror. Take a look at what you know to be true. Take a look at what resonates for you. Because ultimately, about anyone else. It's about your relationship with yourself and your spirit. That's all that matters. And how that looks and what that looks like doesn't really have any importance. As long as it's your truth, as long as it's your way, maybe it's a way that no one else has ever thought about. But if it works for you, I love it for you. And if it doesn't work, I wish you change that works well. I wish you the confidence to step up, the honesty to really evaluate what works and what doesn't. And if you'd like to reach me or talk to me or send me an email, you can go to my website, www.the-healing-house.com, and you can reach me at Dr. Eileen, Dr. Aylen, at the-healing-house.com. You can find out information about my office. You can contact me and say, hey, we'd love to have you come out to wherever and give a talk. I love travel, so that would be tremendously cool. So, my friends, take care, take chances in your life, don't listen to the mirror, and be happy. Bye-bye.